Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
After 3 arid years, had Ahab learned the lesson? Later, the Lord would say, quote, I gave you cleanness of teeth in all your cities, yet you have not returned to me. Amos 4 and 6. Yes, there was a severe famine in Samaria, 1 Kings 18:2. But what was Ahab doing? Listen, quote, And Ahab had said to Obadiah, his household manager, Go into the land to all the springs of water and to all the brooks. Perhaps we may find grass to keep the horses and mules alive. Verse 5. Not looking for God, looking for grass. We're informed that Obadiah, not the later prophet, was a believer and had bravely hidden and fed 100 true prophets during Jezebel's rampage to eradicate the Lord's name from Israel. Lesson: It's not wise to underestimate what God may be doing, though unknown by us. Anyway, Ahab and Obadiah split up in their search. Well, one prophet wasn't in a cave. He was out in the open and met Obadiah, who, quote, recognized him and fell on his face and said, Is that you, my Lord Elijah? Verse 7. When Elijah instructed him to take a message to the king, Obadiah thought it suicidal. Elijah was at the top of Ahab's most wanted list, and if Obadiah couldn't lead the king to Elijah, his life was forfeit. Oh, we'll meet today, confirmed Elijah. And they did. With Ahab making the retort, quote, Is that you, O troubler of Israel? Verse 17. Quote, I have not troubled Israel, but you and your father's house have, he replied. Verse 18. Today, believers are accused of causing trouble by being pro-Bible, pro-life, and pro-gospel. But it's sin that causes all the trouble. And much greater trouble was brewing for Israel, too. The prophet called for a showdown of the gods at Mount Carmel. What could Ahab do? Elijah had him over the barrel, and the barrel was totally dry.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.